That's what she said.
It is the Good Day program. I'm Monsieur Stephen, Monsieur McFadden. I've been French for some reason or other. Mr. Monsieur Kessler, yes.
Your French toast for this morning.
No.
Your French fries.
No, no French fries. Bad for you, Richie. Got to eat healthily.
Not if you listen to Burger King. They got 40% less fat now.
Really?
Yeah, Satis fries.
And you'll die 40% less quickly by eating them? Is that what happens with them?
I was watching one of the morning shows the other day as I sit around laying TV on my days off.
Nice, Richie.
And they had them right there up on their desk, and they were eating the Satis fries.
Very nice. There, no, that, what was it? We called them freedom fries after the French wouldn't help us, right? Isn't that it?
Yeah.
Now how silly. When you think about
now
it, now
the French
how
are our
silly.
When we go to Syria,
how silly! When you get right down to brass tacks, think about all the things that people say or do that, with reflection, a year or two or three later or four or whatever it is, becomes silly. That's really silly.
When you don't have to look any further than an election and the debates before the elections, to where the person that you were bashing is now your running mate.
Yeah, right. Or your best friend. Or somebody that you loved gone away and they come back again. It's amazing how all that works. The important stories, the thoughts of the day, thanks to you and yours as you share them with us, twitter.com/Good Day Show and Twitter. I do that sideways about 13 times out of 15 when I do it. But people get it. Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com Good Day Show. Right? Got it?
Got it.
All right.
Got it.
So, Kenny, what do we have trailing in terms of our stories or things that you've posted and you've been passing around? A lot of people sharing things, ideas, thoughts. That's cool. What do we have?
Well, we were talking earlier about WebMD. They have a lot of information on their website about what's going to happen tomorrow with Obamacare, and they have some videos there. And Twitter, they've been getting lots of angry tweets on Twitter because they're being accused of being in Obama's pocket on this. And all these videos are explaining what's going to happen. So I posted that on the Facebook page and asked if people are right to accuse them of being political on this, or is WebMD right in explaining what's going to happen? And Greg says they're right to explain what will occur based on their analysis. People who can access WebMD have the ability to evaluate all sorts of information and come to their own conclusions. And Richard says, wait until people get a real eye-opener in 2 years to see what has been done.
All right, so we have the commercial in question. This is running on the WebMD website, and where else, Kenny, is this running?
It's just on WebMD. They have probably a dozen different videos about different aspects of, of Obamacare.
So this one more or less suggests that you look into it. I think there's some interesting things in here. Whatever you take away from it, whatever your thoughts, they are going to be determined by your filters. Whatever filters you have, if you're an Obama supporter and you love Obamacare, great, you'll hear it one way. If you don't, you'll hear it another way. And if you're in the middle, you'll hear it a third way. So here is the, as aforementioned, two-minute the WebMD healthcare reform ad that's got a lot of people cranked up.
When you see a document this big, it doesn't exactly scream, read me, does it? That's why we're bringing the Affordable Care Act down to size for you. And the good news is, the basics aren't all that complicated. For starters, the Affordable Care Act is a law designed to give all Americans access to health insurance and to give people who have health insurance some new protection. Some changes have already taken place. For example, plans must cover the cost of preventive care that can help you stay healthy, like immunizations, mammograms, and colonoscopies. And young people can already stay on their parents' insurance policies until they're 26. But more big changes are set to kick in on January 1st, 2014. Starting then, you can no longer be denied insurance or charged more because you have a pre-existing condition, such as asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, or MS. And insurance plans can't put lifetime limits or caps on the benefits they pay. Here's something else that happens on January 1st. Most Americans will be required to have health insurance, and most will have to pay a penalty if they don't. You'll be able to buy your coverage through the new Health Insurance Marketplace, which will help you compare plans and choose one that's right for you. Each state will have a marketplace, some run by the state and some run by the federal government. You'll be able to shop in person or online starting October 2013. The marketplace is also where to go to find out if you can get financial aid. More people will qualify for subsidies or tax credits to help pay for their insurance. Counselors called navigators will be available to help. It's all designed to simplify the process of getting insurance. So, there you have it, the Affordable Care Act in a nutshell. And don't worry, WebMD will be here for you 24/7 to help you get started, offering our quick start guide, a personalized walkthrough of the four simple steps. Learn the basics, understand costs, know your state plan, and get ready to enroll. If you want to learn more or follow the latest news, come visit us at webmd.com/myhealthcare.
How's I didn't get that. How's that bashing Obamacare?
I think so. Anybody who has anything good to say about it gets bashed by some. You know that.
Yeah, that just seemed more
informational
to me than.
But you heard what Kenny said about the people who are responding to it. It kind of reminds me of the Catholic Church that condemned whatever that movie was before they even saw it. One of the movies, the Dan Brown movies after the book.
Right. Yeah. You need to understand something about Twitter. Twitter is very young and very left.
So then why are there any complaints?
Fan of Twitter. I'm on Twitter, and there's
why then are there people who are taking shots at Obama if it's very left?
I don't know.
Kenny, got an explanation for that statement that you made?
From what I've seen on Twitter, it seems like anybody who has any kind of medical platform or a news platform who says anything that isn't negative about Obamacare gets trashed.
Mm-hmm.
Gets tons of negative tweets in their direction. The same thing is happening to NBC, and NBC has been left and does lots of questionable news coverage, and they have posted some press releases about some videos that they're going to be showing as news about what happens, and these are not pro or con, this is just what happens, and they're getting the same kind of flack, but they've done enough in the past that they probably deserve a little bit of that. But it seems like anybody who says anything that about Obamacare and it isn't negative gets a lot
gets in the neck.
A lot of nasty. Yeah. A lot of nastiness.
All right. So you want nasty? Try this one on for size. Remember last, was it Friday? I was talking about Wendy Davis, who is the state senator from Texas that did all of the hooping and hollering about abortion and that sort of thing a month or two ago, and her declaring that she's going to run for governor based on her complete record, but certainly she's not running away from her position when it comes to abortion. So Anita Perry, who's married to the current governor of Texas, apparently on Saturday went way, way, way out of her way to make some interesting comments. And I'm wondering about dinner conversation over the weekend at the governor's mansion. Ms. Perry said that abortion, quote, could be a woman's right, just like it's a man's right if he wants to have some kind of procedure done. Further, she said, while she doesn't personally agree with it, quote, the older I get, the more I see there are two sides to every nickel. Her comment came as the discussion of Wendy Davis made national headlines. So, what do we take away from that? Rick Perry running around the country during the presidential campaign last year, suggesting that he was on board with those who are extremely right when it comes to the interpretation of abortion. I happen to agree with her, by the way, Mrs. Perry and Mrs. Davis. There are too many men. Whenever you have these discussions, it's always men talking about whether women should have a right to have an abortion or not. Where are the women on this? I have said clearly on any number of occasions, hundreds of them probably, Richie, that if I do not believe in abortion as a personal choice. I would rather have, if there was a woman who happened, and this never has happened to me, I knock on wood, thank you. But if someone that I was involved with became pregnant, I would hope that they would carry the baby to term and put it up for adoption. That would be my hope. I would not have sway. I wouldn't say, if you don't do this, yada, yada, yada. I don't do that with women in my life anyway, or anybody that I really care about. But in this circumstance, that's a choice that one has to make, and you make the choice depending on what you think your body, how your body's going to respond, or how your mind is, what karma you create by doing it, whatever it is that's a part of your belief system. It doesn't affect me. I can't bring you. You have to make your decisions. You have to live with whatever, whether it's abortion or anything that
you
do.
And you're not going to change anybody's mind by sitting there chatting with them.
No. If you want to change your mind, you want to do the work, figure it out, you'll do it. But you won't do it because somebody tells you to do it. Nobody in their right mind is going to change your, nobody whose attitude is adjusted properly.
I don't know that anybody who's ever called into one of these talk radio shows when they're talking about abortion, gun rights, whatever it is.
Capital punishment.
Yeah, capital punishment. Charged ever them. Goes, you know what? You're right. I was wrong. I changed my mind.
That's not happening.
Never heard that.
18 after on Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guests. guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Scotch, one beer. There is a research paper out today examining teen binge drinking. Often it focuses on episodes in which four or five drinks, as described there. Is that B.B. King? Who is that? Earl?
That's John Lee Hooker.
John Lee Hooker, okay. Anyway, so the research focuses on a number of alcoholic beverages consumed at a single sit-down. The threshold fails to take into account, even more dangerous, is the extreme binge drinking that's going on. American high school seniors asked whether, over the last 2 weeks, they had consumed five or more, 10 or more, or 15 or more drinks at a single sit-down. 10% of the respondents had picked 10 or more drinks. At one sit-down, a 17-year-old kid. One sit-down.
Yeah, that's...
What do you remember about when you were that age?
That's when I was young, stupid, and...
As opposed to now, yes. When you are... Yeah.
Older and stupid.
Right.
Yeah, when you're... not so much at 18, 19, but when you start to get 20 to 25, that's, you know, 26, that's when you do your damage to yourself. And that's when you need to take a kid and go, listen, here's how it works. And nobody did that with me, you know. No, you have to learn it yourself, and you have to just realize that you cannot sit down in 2 hours and drink 10 drinks, and you're going to be fine. But, you know, if you go to a college football game, and you're there from 9 in the morning until 7 at night, and you drink 8 beers over there, it's not the same effect as if you're sitting in the local pub, and you're there from 6 at night to 10 at night, and all of a sudden you're passed out. Mm. And it's dangerous. It's hard.
Not smart.
Stupid kids. I was the stupidest of them. That's the way it works.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the dumbest one of all?
Hey, man, I speak from experience. I can tell you what it's like.
Thank you. I'm glad I haven't been there and done that, yeah. Except once, and I was in college, actually.
I had a lot of fun, but a lot of pain, too.
There's nothing fun. 888-30, it seemed like fun at the time, and you didn't have any.
It seemed like fun at the time, yeah.
Yeah. 888-302-3684, the old expression, we get too soon old and too late smart.
Yeah.
The spending in New York City, listen to this. New York Times carrying a story over the weekend. Experts there are trying to figure out how the city of New York, listen to this, last year spent $167,000 on each of the inmates in New York City jails. $167,000 per inmate last year. Nearly as much as it costs for a four-year tuition at most good schools, colleges, universities. $167,000.
Why aren't they all walking out with degrees then?
They do. They get degrees. You know what goes on in jail. Can you imagine? How do they give that to the constituency and have the constituents like that? I can't imagine that isn't going to be the main topic of discussion for much of the week on many of the New York City talk radio programs. What an outrage. $167,000. What could you do with that money in terms of therapy for many of these people? Training them to have a job, doing something. What kind of nuts is that? Whew. There's some food for thought for you, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas, grandpas. It's 28 after. This is Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Live at the Academy of Music 1971 is a new release from the iconic group The Band, capturing one of their most famous live sets of their storied career. We spoke with co-founder and principal songwriter Robbie Robertson about it and one of their most recognizable songs, The Wait.
I had written that song after Levon came back. I knew him musically better than anybody in the world, and I thought I knew I could write a song that he could sing better than anybody in the world. And so I wrote that song specifically for him, and it's, you know, it did fit him really well. Walking side by side.
Robbie Robertson of The Band on a recent release, Live at the Academy of Music 1971. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine. January 2011, after a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand. But the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as I touch the ground.
What's that?
You getting your Beatles fix?
I like the Beatles. This is not my favorite Beatles song, but it is something that it's. I find it to be a pretty compelling stuff, actually.
It's all good.
Yep, it is. That's right. It's all good. Richie.
It's all good.
All good. Let us remember that. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on today. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, an elderly couple had just learned how to send text messages on their cell phones. The wife was a romantic type, and the husband was more of a no-nonsense guy. One afternoon, the wife went out to meet her friends for coffee. She decided to send her husband a romantic text. She wrote, quote, "If you're sleeping, send me your dreams. If you're laughing, send me your smile. If you're eating, send me a bite. If you're drinking, send me a sip. If you're crying, send me your tears. I love you." Husband texted back, "I'm on the toilet, please advise." All right, so Al-Shabaab spared all the Muslims in the attack. You knew that, right?
Oh, they did?
The attack in Nairobi, they...
How did they know?
Figured out, I suppose they asked, and if anybody was smart enough, they said, "Oh, I'm Muslim."
I don't know. They asked him who Muhammad's mother was.
Ah, who is Muhammad's mother?
No, there's trivia involved.
Come on, what's the name? What's the answer to that in case I ever get in a mall with a bunch of Al-Shababis? What's the answer to that? What's Muhammad's mother's name?
It wasn't on TV.
Nobody knows? Come on. Richie, look it up, will you, please?
Wikipedia answers everything.
I want to have
gonna save your that life knowledge. Next time
thank
you're
you.
In the mall
I have that. We better have that. I want them going into the Natick Mall and not knowing that. I've been in the Natick Mall for years, but just in case. No, actually, went into the Apple Store, I think. When did I go to the Apple Store? No.
Amina Bint Wahb.
Amina Bint Wahb?
Americanized as Lisa.
Really? So if you say Lisa right away, they're going to, huh? No. Come on. I jumped right into that one. Thank you, Rich. I don't think so.
Amina Bint Wahb.
Amina Bint Wahb?
A-M-I-N-A-H.
Yeah.
B-I-N-T, second word.
Yeah.
Third word, W-A-H-B, was the mother of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. Write that down. If you're ever in a mall in Kenya.
How do you spell it?
A-M-I-N-A-H. Amina. Bint. B-I-N-T.
Yeah.
Wahb. W-A-H-B.
Okay, that'll show up as a news quiz question at some point in time. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program.
Yeah, two kids named Chuck and Bob.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Besides Muhammad.
How many of you have followed the second U.S. private company proving it's capable of delivering goods via unmanned cargo ship? There was nobody piloting this ship up to the International Space Center. It was just sent up and guided, kind of like all the stuff that we send out into space. Voyager now gone to who knows where. But you don't have to have a human being in these things to fly them. So they send it up, manage to dock it, no human beings involved. How do you like that? 294 miles above the surface of the Earth. They can guide something with the hookup point is less than a foot. As a matter of fact, it narrows. It starts at 4 inches and then goes out to about a foot, the way that you guide it into the dock. That's pretty amazing, considering.
Can you imagine it?
I can't. But think about, they sent the orbiter to Mars, and that got there, and that's working. Think about all the pictures that have come back from the Hubble spacecraft. That still works.
Well,
think about the Voyager gone to who knows where. Now all the things that it sent back to Earth is pretty amazing.
The
what the mind can do.
First spacecraft that ever went up, they sent a monkey in it.
Yeah.
Or a dog.
Was it a dog?
A dog.
A dog. Yeah.
And then the monkey.
Yeah. I don't think the dog made it, if I remember correctly.
Well,
I think
the dog made it back.
It did?
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
It was just floating out in space forever, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. How much is that dog in the window?
You going to go see that new movie, Gravity?
Yes.
George Clooney. It looks very... My
yes.
son asked me yesterday, what
yes.
happens if you lose your grip on the tether cord and you just go floating?
He's going to get scared.
You just float forever, dude.
Yeah.
Eventually, you'll
start. Look at the last scene of the movie when Space Cowboys, when Tommy Lee Jones is
when he goes
to the moon. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a startler for you. It's really it's an ear-opening experience. It really is.
I would rather sit on the moon and have my demise there on a rock than float for eternity in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
That freaks me out.
It does. Freaky, Richie. Speaking of things that are freaky, if you think pumpkin spice products are turning up everywhere...
Beer.
You are not alone. Pumpkin beer?
Yep.
Matter of fact, if you would rack up our video of the day today, Richie, a parody movie trailer about the sinister plot behind pumpkin spice... We sold more pumpkin ice cream at the Eastley Farms dairy store on my farm this weekend. We sold 14 gallons. Can you imagine how many ice cream cones that is? 14 gallons of pumpkin ice cream. How many ice cream cones is that? How many scoops is that? So,
pumpkin spice, the movie trailer.
Yeah, right. Makes more sense if you watch the video, but I think you might have fun listening to the audio, so here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, I ordered a regular.
It comes every fall.
What's that, huh?
It's a pumpkin muffin. It is so yummy.
Yeah. So yummy.
And everyone loves it.
Bring in your butter. Have you noticed that pumpkin spice is more popular this fall?
It's popular every fall, honey. Pumpkin spice is delicious.
You're right. I love you.
Aw, I love you too, pumpkin.
Why is every beer on tap a pumpkin ale?
Why? Beer is boring, friend. Let's spice things up.
There's too much pumpkin.
Careful, Mr. Miller. There's layers at work here you can't begin to imagine. Comfortable layers.
I was told you could help me. Do you know how to stop this?
You shouldn't be here. There's three things I never discuss with people. Politics, religion, and the great pumpkin.
Linus? Everything is pumpkin flavored now.
baked goods, beer, coffee.
Ah, you're crazy. This coffee is in pumpkin flavors. See? This is regular.
Did you see what they're doing? They're putting pumpkin in everything. It's not even that good.
Yes, it is. It's yummy and it's seasonal.
Through the ages, a prophecy told that the spice would rise.
Imagine it, Mr. Miller. Pumpkin spice Christmas cookies. Pumpkin spice Gatorade. Pumpkin spice deodorant.
Pumpkin spice Gatorade.
Pumpkin spice girl. Pumpkin spice you and a pumpkin spice me. Living, breathing in a pumpkin spice world.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, ma'am. Is your baby okay?
What baby?
White people are going to love it.
No! That's too much pumpkin!
I have to say, I'm one of the ones asleep at the wheel. I love the pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
The beer, the bread, bring it.
Muffins. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Our story at DougStephan.com today about the person who's figured out how to show every face that exists on Facebook on one page brings me around to our poll that hopefully you have taken at DougStephan.com. Do you still use Facebook as much as you used to? We were talking about whether it's reached its pinnacle of success. Has it gotten as much saturation? Has it gone as far as it can go? So you can weigh in, because most people that do our polls do it every day religiously. That's cool. Takes just a second. Do you still use Facebook as much as you used to, or are you losing interest? A, I use it even more. B, I use Facebook about the same as I always have. C, I go there a bit less than I used to. D, I hardly ever go to Facebook. And E, I'm done with Facebook. What do you think it is so far, Kenny? What's you ever keep track of it? I haven't looked at it. To see where it is. I'm going to guess.
Take a look.
I go there as
the
a little.
The question is
a little less than
whether
I
anything
to.
Will ever take Facebook's place. People have a desire to be connected. They have a desire to chat. Look at them. They're texting and tweeting. Well, I'll tell you what, the younger generation, Twitter is taking over where Facebook was.
Yeah. What? Where?
With the 15-year-olds and Instagram. So as us older folk tend to phase away from Facebook, I think that Twitter and Instagram will be the ones that take over.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. What did you want to say, Kenny?
Oh, you had just asked how the poll was going so far.
Right.
And the two front runners right now are, excuse me, I use Facebook about the same as I always have, and I'm done with Facebook.
All right. Our poll over the weekend, what do you think about a scientifically grafted plant that grows tomatoes and potatoes? What was it called? A
Tom-tato.
Tom-tato. Let's see here. 57% said bad idea. Messing with nature is a mistake. 19% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said, I'd be interested if the products were any good. 15% of you said it's only a little less creepy than growing hamburger in a lab. 9% said, how cool, where can I get one? All right, so I always like to have a semblance of what the thought pattern is. For those of you, it's sort of like me keeping my fingers on your pulse, if you will. 888-302-3684, Doug at DougStephan.com, and the website has all kinds of, we're there with all sorts of information. Supermarket guru Phil Lempert, for example, explaining foods that might keep you awake if you're eating. Last week we had a whole big thing on eating before you go to bed. Talked to all the doctors about it here on the program, and pretty much the idea, Ken sort of did a perfunctory, don't eat before you go to bed. There was a little variation from the other two, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ron Hoffman, but don't eat before you go to bed is how the hammer came down from Ken. And I think there's something to be said for that from somebody who experiences it pretty much every day, because I don't eat my last meal of the day until I come in from working on the farm and then go to bed. At any rate, it is what it is. You have to feel well. Fix it so you feel well. Do what makes you feel well. If you eat and you go to bed and you're upset stomach or get all kinds of acid indigestion, then why would you eat before you went to bed? Hello? Duh. All right, let me help you with something else. A bright,
please,
white smile in 5 minutes. If I could tell you how to get one of those, a bright white smile, 5 minutes, you'd want to do it, right?
Yep.
All right, write this phone number down, please, 800-865-7602. That's where you start, with power swells. I guess you have to have the information. I'm going to give you in 60 seconds the information that you need to have in order to work through. Hello. Making my teeth whiter makes me look better, sexier. It's just, more presentable, whatever. Power swabs whitens your teeth on the average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It's easy, easy. No messy strips, no trays, no sand in your toothpaste, no bleach, none of that stuff. You don't have to leave what's going on in your mouth for an hour. You leave it on for 5 minutes. You don't have to take it off. Use two swabs. One is in a white tube, one's in a blue tube, 60 seconds on each. And in 5 minutes, you will notice a distinct difference in the whiteness of your teeth. And so what I say to you is what I've said to everybody else who's been listening right now. This is for you. If you have yellow teeth, call 800-865-7602. I guarantee that you will have a movie star white smile in a very short period of time. You got to take the first action, though, and that's to dial 800-865-7602.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I got to tell you something today. I'm afraid. Now, how many of us are afraid of something? It could be an animal. It could be a person. It could be an event. It could be the future. But have we ever asked ourselves, what does the word afraid really mean? Well, according to the dictionary, it is having a dislike for something. And I got to tell you, the dictionary actually had afraid of hard work, believe it or not. And afraid also means filled with concern or regret over an unwanted situation. I'm afraid I won't be able to go. But you know what? I have a different meaning for the word afraid. That means you don't have control. And because you do not have control, you're afraid of the outcome. One way to get rid of the word afraid, the emotion and the feeling that goes along with it, is to say to yourself, I'm in control. There's nothing to be afraid of. I know what I'm doing. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Tomorrow is going to be quite a day. Something will open, something else will likely shut down. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. At midnight tonight, September comes to an end. It will become October 1st, and that is the deadline to get a deal done to extend funding to prevent at least a partial shutdown of the federal government. Over the weekend, the Republican-controlled House took a vote.
The yeas are 231, the nays are 192.
That was the vote approving a bill to extend government funding while delaying full implementation of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, for 1 year. The Democratic-controlled Senate is expected to reject that bill when they convene today, and that leaves us staring at a shutdown starting at midnight tonight. Tomorrow also marks the start of open enrollment for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Health and Human Services Regional Director Herb Schultz says 50 online marketplaces will be open for business even if there's a government shutdown. Here's what Schultz says people can do as of tomorrow.
They can go to healthcare.gov and be able to look at and compare the various plans, the health plan benefits, potential assistance they can get in paying for their premiums.
Schultz addresses one of the questions that has come up. What will happen to businesses with fewer than 50 employees if they don't provide health care coverage?
If they do not provide health care coverage, there's no penalty, there's no requirement whatsoever, but they can have peace of mind that their employees, that many of them will be eligible for marketplace coverage.
And here's the phone number for the inevitable avalanche of questions, and there will be plenty of them, 800-318-2596. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline, we fuel connections. Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil, fueling connections.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
It could be a shaky day on Wall Street amid fears of a possible government shutdown. Stocks closed out last week in the red. The Dow fell 70 points on Friday to 15,258. NASDAQ down 5. S&P lost 7 points. An unmanned American cargo ship arrived at the International Space Station yesterday, completing the main goal of its test flight prior to supply runs that start in December. 10 minutes after parking, the astronauts used the station's robotic arm to pull the capsule from orbit and guide it to a parking spot. Luckily, there was one open. Business at the box office over the weekend.
I'm going back to Swallow Falls to destroy the Flint Siphoner, which is creating deadly food monsters, which are trying to learn to swim so they can attack Lady Liberty.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, the sequel, raking in $35 million in its debut weekend, number one in theaters. Closing notes, let's begin with Walter White. Played by Bryan Cranston, Walter at the center of the Emmy-winning series Breaking Bad, which came to a close last night with its much-anticipated series finale. Truth be told, I've never watched a single episode, but I do plan to watch this thing from the start. So I will not spoil how this ended last night because I just don't know, and I don't want to know. Finally, an estimated 85% of Americans make this a part of their daily routine. A cup of Joe, a cup of brew, Java, rocket fuel, morning mud, just a few of the nicknames we have given to that beverage known as coffee. That's the familiar sound of a coffee maker. This happens to be my coffee maker. And yesterday was National Coffee Day. Some major chains celebrated with freebies. Starbucks gave out free samples of its Ethiopia coffee. Krispy Kreme offered customers a free 12-ounce cup of coffee just for walking in. Dunkin' Donuts had its own promotion. My question, why have National Coffee Day on a Sunday? Why not a Monday when we really need it, right? And I'll tell you this, I'm no barista, but I've been doing lots of research on this topic lately, and I've been making a lot of coffee, and of course I've been drinking it too. Some people tell me it's having an effect on my behavior, that I'm a little nervous and high-strung, but I think I'm perfectly fine. In fact, I think it's time for another cup. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.